My aunt could not have been pregnant. Her husband had been gone for years. No one said anything. We did not discuss it. In early summer, she was ready to have the child, long after the time when it could have been possible. The village had also been counting. On the night the baby was to be born, the villagers raided our house. Some were crying. Like a great saw, teeth strung with lights, files of people walked zigzag across our land, tearing the rice. Their lanterns doubled in the disturbed black water, which drained away through the broken buns. As the villagers closed in, we could see that some of them, probably men and women we knew well, wore white masks. The people with long hair hung it over their faces. Women with short hair made it stand up on end. Some had dyed white bands around their foreheads, arms, and legs. At first, they threw mud and rocks at the house. Then they threw eggs and began slaughtering our stock. We could hear the animals scream their deaths. The roosters, the pigs, a last great roar from the ox.